to Those Two Girls Catch Up.
G-rated?
When has this podcast ever been G-rated?
Well, we try.
Okay.
It's never...
Everyone, before we get really into this, Sarah's got a story she wants to tell. There is a warning on the start here.
You're not going to say anything crude.
It has something to do with a slug.
Oh, what? I thought we'd said we weren't going to use that word.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, hi, everyone.
Hi.
Back.
Well, over the break, just randomly on Instagram, I got sent some nude nether region pictures. Unsolicited. From a stranger on my Instagram.
So not a message accompanying it, not even like, hey, gorgeous.
No, I mean, I do get those ones. But no.
So nothing, hey, just
hun.
A doodle.
Hey, hun. Just three different
but
angles
okay,
of
but
it.
But maybe it wasn't meant for you, because why wouldn't there be a message attached to it? Like, not like, hi.
Or, right, because some people are just weird
just
like that.
Just yeah. Like a picture.
I don't know
those people, there was a big trend, like, maybe a year ago, where people would just airdrop people random pictures in like airports and bars.
Yes, because
and stuff.
if your airdrop isn't set to contacts only,
yes.
Anyone can airdrop you.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
That's
no,
a bit
I
of
was,
fun.
I was most surprised.
Sure.
It's a bit of fun,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and then I was telling one of my girlfriends, and she said, "Oh, another one," and I was like, "What other one did I get?" And she said, "Do you remember that one I got that was like holding the." Next to the wine bottle.
That's right. I remember that one.
Was that to give an idea of size?
Like, oh my God. Like, who wants a photo to scale? Like,
that was like... a Pain Grigio. I don't know, but I'm always shocked. I'm like, I am not your target market here. I don't know why you're testing the waters.
Was his profile on private or? Was
I
it...
don't know. I just block and delete.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
even look at them.
Yeah, but don't you then go,
but then
you
I go
do
like,
that.
Wills, guess what I got?
There should be some element of name and shame, I think. If you're going to send unsolicited pictures.
Yeah, like I report it to Instagram or what have you, but
what does that do anything?
Well, yeah, I think you actually, can say that it's nudity or pornography, and
but do they go after
yes,
that person?
Yes, I think they block the account. I don't know. I don't work for Instagram.
I don't think it's I think it's like if a volume of people report the same account, then they'd do something. But I don't know if they.
Well,
do
I'm
it.
Sure Sarah's not the only person he's sending these to.
Well,
it's a numbers game.
I mean, Lise, did you get one?
No, I don't get dick pics.
Using that language.
Oh. That's just like, no, I don't get them.
That's where I think they're getting me confused with Lise, because I would think that's where I'm like, I don't understand why I'm getting them.
I'm
because
not getting them.
If I was the mother, like,
and that's
I would
not 100%. An invitation, by the way. That's not me going boo-hoo for me.
I know, nobody wants
I
them.
I don't
like,
want a dick pic.
No. Just aggressive. Anyway, God, that's a terrible start to the podcast after 7 weeks away.
Happy 2021. Yeah.
What else happened on the break?
Not much.
It's pretty boring.
It was the best break ever. That's
yeah,
all I
it
have
was.
To say about that.
Guys, I got engaged.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
just
so now let's
news
debrief.
Hang on. Should we go? You've spoiled the opener of the show.
Oh, shit.
All right, let's go to the show and then come back.
Okay.
And then you can tell us everything.
And then everyone just pretend you didn't hear Jay say that. Like we had to pretend we didn't know, which you'll hear.
I'm ready to party! Those two girls.
Well.
Hi, guys.
It's us. Oh, it sounds weird hearing myself through a speaker.
New Year, same old us. What a relief or disappointment.
Hi, James.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I'm
guys,
back.
Guys, the team's back together. Get
just,
excited.
Just quick poll around the room. After 7 weeks off, how hard was it for you to get to sleep last night? I reckon I've managed about 3 hours in total.
I'm going to put it this way to you. Over my holidays, when I'd wake up and look at myself in the mirror, I had two massive, like, Harry Potter-esque creases on my forehead, you know, just from sleeping. I'm 40, it's pillow creases, whatever, right? Wore them proudly over the holidays. This morning I woke up, smooth. That's how much sleep I got. Zero. No pillow creasing my goddamn face, okay? I want my pillow creases back. I mean, I'm looking young, but...
Sure, your words, not mine.
You can retire if you want. Go back to that.
quick whip around the room.
Yeah.
Anyone get up to anything exciting on the break?
Feel like you already know something.
Well, Jace, like, tell the people.
I got engaged.
Yes!
over the holidays.
Sarah, yep. We get another sister.
We do.
Against her will.
Is
that it? You're not going to let the man say any more than that? We don't want to hear your boring news.
We don't want the big story.
When are you getting married?
Oh, my God. That's the first question. So, on the day.
When are you going to have a baby?
Settle down.
I got a puppy as well. Oh my God, you are living the domestic life.
I suddenly grew up. I grew up like 10 years in 7 weeks.
Just from being away from us?
You really did. It was only 8 weeks ago that you'd get really shirty when we'd suggest proposing to your girlfriend. Next minute.
Yeah, but
because you knew you were going to do it?
Well, I knew it was coming and I just didn't tell anyone. I didn't even tell my mum. She had this feeling though. When I got there, she's like, "Are you proposing?" I'm like, I haven't told you. How do you know that? It's mum's intuition.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
wow, that's beautiful.
Anyway, what did you guys do?
Oh, I bought a leaf skimmer box for the pool so it doesn't...
Sarah, I grew my hair long enough to put it in a bun.
Okay, yes.
That's us,
yes,
Jace.
We're all winners.
It's all on equal playing fields, aren't we? All right, first song.
All right, we'll see how this show goes. Bear with us.
What for? And then what? Because it's not going to go well. Spoiler alert.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Guys, you know I consider myself somewhat of a pizza connoisseur after my husband Dane bought his stupid pizza oven and made us eat pizza consecutively over the holidays. It's all good. I'm okay. There's a big debate raging on the internet after a woman posted a video of her husband eating pizza. And it's not what he puts on the pizza that's up for discussion, but rather the method in which he consumes it. So what he does, this all started back in university days where they would go out on big rages, come home, pop a cardboard pizza in the oven. You know the ones?
Sure.
Cheap ones. Sure. Aldi ones. They're good. And when he'd remove them from the oven, they were piping hot and he didn't want to wait. So he would run the pizza slice under running water.
Oh,
Sarah.
God.
That was his method. He'd cut the pizza once it was hot.
Hang on, she married someone who
did that. Yes, I know. And then he says there's no other way to eat a pizza because if you quickly run the slice under the tap, it doesn't have enough time to really soak into the crust, but it does the job, cools it down, Bob's your uncle, put it in your gob. Now, 2,000 comments have been left behind on this thread going, your husband is a raccoon. Run away before he eats the cat. That was one comment, possibly the very best one. People going, this is an abomination. Who would wet pizza before eating it? Have you done that?
Please, come on. I mean, what else is there to say? That's the story. Play a song. Do you still want me to dive into how stupid that is?
Well,
I mean, that's grounds for divorce. Irreconcilable differences.
But can you say that unless you've tried it?
No, Lise, I don't need to wet my pizza to know that that's a bad idea.
We've got to be open, guys. We've got to be open to trying new things. I think we should go get pizza.
You know what? You can't be one of those annoying kids at parties who's you present food and they go, I hate that.
Do not turn me into little Ralphie at your kid's birthday party.
No, but you can't say that's disgusting until you've tried it.
Oh, have you? Okay.
I'd try it.
All right. Well, I'm sure that that will go down like a ton of lead when Dane's pulled out his pizza that he's crafted.
And I get the hose.
You put it on jet. No.
Blow off a pepperoni slice or two.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
I don't think I married a stupid man, but I received a text message from my husband, Wills, recently that has made me question my life choice. All right. Now, Wills is a farmer and he is a pretty low maintenance bloke. He's a very low maintenance bloke. I'll give him that much. However, where some couples send each other loving, romantic messages,
when this photo was sent to my phone, I nearly had a fit. It was a photo of his heel accompanied by the following words.
Wait, foot heel?
His foot heel.
Becca.
What other heel would there be?
Note to self, don't cut the hardened blisters off the back of your heels with an angle grinder. Okay, here's the photo. I'll show it to you both. There it is. There's his bleeding heel because he's been wearing boots that are too big for him in the orchard. And he has gone into hobbit feet territory, like we all suffer in a sandal or a mandal, okay? Mm. And I said, oh, my God, Will,
of summer.
For God's sake, go to the chemist and buy yourself some heel balm. And
Sarah.
I sent him a photo of the packet of what he had to get, and he replied, the grinder costs nothing. I just need to concentrate more.
What course was the sander disc?
DIY grooming that I am not okay with.
We needed to talk about this before because you know how I told you I had a grooming story as well from Dane?
It's not the same, is it?
It's almost the same.
Oh, God.
Over the holidays, I found Dane sitting on a rock out near his shed, sandpapering his feet. Okay, I thought I'd married Grug from Croods. He thinks it's the best thing ever.
The future isn't what we thought it would be.
He had the red coarse sandpaper, sheets of sandpaper, and off he went. He thought it was the best.
Well, that's to get rid of the solid stuff. Then you've got to get a lighter coarse to smooth the heels
out.
Okay,
so is this a thing? Are men grooming with tools?
Look, I used to work construction before I got into radio.
But your hands are so smooth.
Now they are, yes.
You can always tell a man by his hands.
I don't do any hard work anymore.
So, what are you saying? Well, how did you groom?
That's what you like. Sandpaper does everything.
Like what?
Like
what
not
else?
On your face and stuff. Any calluses on your fingers, hands.
I mean, what about heels? The angle grinder? What about an actual
pouch?
No, that's
dumb. That's over the top. But sandpaper, yes.
All right. Well, okay. So three out of the three men who we see
have sandpapered their body.
Are you going to pay? You know those things that you get from the chemist?
I know.
Like, they cost you like $30 or $40 to grind off those calluses on your feet. Get sandpaper. It costs you like $1 for a sheet.
I mean, Lise told me I could borrow her pet egg, which was a level of friendship that I don't want to partake in.
You have not lived unless
also,
you've
done sandpaper's that to disposable.
All right. Well, yeah, true. Well, look, okay. Let's open up the phones. I know it's been a long break. It's been 7 weeks since we've asked you to call in. But 131060
could have come
is
with a
number.
Stronger topic, maybe.
131060 DIY man grooming hacks. We want to hear them.
Doesn't have to be sandpaper. It can be anything.
Anything.
I mean, have you trimmed your pubes with a bushwhacker?
Oh, okay. Mate.
God, settle down.
Think of more like a knife trimming your beard or something. Anyway. 131060.
What do you call it, a bushwhacker?
A whippersnipper, whatever.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
We've been off air for 7 weeks on holidays, but Sarah, I came across this beautiful animal story. We haven't done animal stories, guys, so I had to bring one back and I saved it just for
you. Is it weird?
You.
Is it a weird animal story?
It's actually heart-wrenchingly beautiful.
Okay,
could we play an opener to take up more time of your story?
Do you want me to play the opener?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
It's time for another one of Those Two Girls' weird animal stories.
It's more of that, less time Lee's talking. It's a win for everyone.
It's not really the right genre of opener for this particular story, but I'll run with it. It's too late now. What's done is done. I'm going to start by showing you a photo, Sarah, and for those of you playing along at home, at Lee's and Sarah on Instagram, it'll be up there. Have a look. Hold on. Don't read the heading. Look at the photo.
Oh, yes.
Can you describe what you see?
It's a couple of penguins standing on a rock looking at some beautiful night lights in a distance that are blurry, and one penguin has its flipper around the other in a quasi
Yeah, that's cute.
It's cute,
embrace.
Right? Okay, they are in an embrace. Now, here's the story behind it. German photographer Tobias Baumgartner has taken this award-winning photo because these two penguins are widowed penguins.
Oh, God.
So the little white... Wait.
Why would you do this to us?
Oh, no, wait. This is what it says. A volunteer approached me and told me, this is the, this is not me, this is the German photographer.
Okay, this is Tobias. Baumgartner!
Okay. So a volunteer approached me, he says, and told me that the little white penguin was an elderly lady who had lost her partner and apparently so had the younger male to her left. Since then, they meet regularly, comforting each other and standing together for hours watching the dancing lights of the nearby city.
It's, are you going to cry?
Guys,
right?
It's 5:33 a.m. Why would you do this to Australia?
Because it's so, I mean, Sarah, we know what we know from that stupid penguin movie with Nicole Kidman in it.
Hang on, don't slam
what
Nicole.
What is that one called?
Happy Feet.
Oh, okay, whatever.
That wasn't a sad movie, was it?
Okay, what we know from Happy Feet is that penguins choose one mate for the rest of their lives.
Oh,
they're
they
monogamous.
Give a rock to them, don't they? They give a rock to them.
That's
to...
right. They choose their pair. Well, they choose them from their heart song.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay? They sing a song. They sing like Aretha Franklin and then they're like, you're my boo. And then...
Well, not this old duck. She's hooking up with a much younger man.
She's that's not her toy boy penguin, Sarah. They're grieving together.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to you over the holidays? You've turned into a sour binch. This is a beautiful story. Do you not want
it's a beautiful,
do you not
sad...
want to be this penguin one day?
Do I want to be widowed? No.
Do you not want your husband to be this penguin one day? That's what I meant. We want to see them sad and mourning us.
Okay.
Sure. That's what it comes down to.
Sure. Jace, can we just have a separate meeting in the morning just to go through what story?
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Lise and I don't often agree on things, but there is one matter that we are both sharing a very firm stance on, firm being the operative word. Now, at the very beginning of our holiday break, we took a little sojourn together to the beach with our children in tow and booked a 3-bedroom apartment, which meant that Lizzie and I were sharing a bed together. Now, one night...
I mean, Sarah came up with those sleeping arrangements. I was perfectly happy bunking down with my two boys. Right. All of a sudden, I'm in a king-size bed with Sarah.
Always wanted to be your little spoon. Now, we couldn't get to sleep one night. And we were tossing and turning until one of us uttered, what the hell is with hotel pillows, all right? The default arrangement for hotels around the world, unless you are staying in a 5-star establishment that has a menu upon for what to rest yeah. your head upon, is a pillow so high that your neck could break at the angle you are forced to sleep at. We're talking basically a right angle to the bed. Nobody in the real world surely buys a pillow as high as hotels force you to sleep upon.
They've taken their cues from the Flintstones. Like, you know, remember that cartoon? That's what it was like. My neck is only recovering now.
Yes,
Sarah.
Or old Japanese culture where they basically had to sleep on a plank of wood so as not to disturb their hairstyle, their wig or what have you. Now, at home, my choice of pillow is basically a pillow protector.
Very flat.
Now, it also came to my attention, Lise, that we disagree on something in regards to pillows.
Pillow protectors are the greatest waste of money ever. Just put two pillowcases on.
Nah.
Okay? No.
Okay, thank you,
Jason. Put your pillow protectors on.
Lise does not know until I mentioned that the process is pillow.
That's
pillow
not a
protector,
process.
Pillowcase.
That's capitalism.
She had no
idea. That is consumerism
idea.
At its, like, just wash your pillow or put two pillowcases on. What a giant waste of money. You are Adair's dream.
I am so glad that
that's
Jace is as
VIP.
Shocked as you. Yeah, I'm in the linen club.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Photos are surfacing of the food that is being served to Australian Open tennis players. Okay, they're all in quarantine ahead of the Grand Slam. And obviously hotel food, hotel quarantine food at that is, well, it is what it is, isn't it?
But well, you really want to up the ante when you've got such esteemed athletes in the country who can't train for the next 14 days they're in quarantine.
So
you want to be making sure that they're getting their dietary needs to keep their strength.
There's a photo here from one of the players. There's a piece of quiche, like a frittata, and a slice of avocado and a bread roll. That looks great, Sarah. But for dessert, they're contesting this particular dessert. It's a bowl of cottage cheese with what appears to be mango coolie on top and coconut. Please don't tell me you say coolis.
I don't even say coolie. What are you talking about? They're just mango slices, mate.
No, they're not. It's mango coolie. Look, this is not what I want to talk about, but we'll discuss that in the podcast.
You know what? Okay. You just check your privilege right there when you say
what,
things
being
like
French and knowing the word coolie. Anyway, the point that I want to make is cottage cheese a dessert? Is cottage cheese a dessert?
Dramatic pause.
Sarah and Jace, is it?
You know, you brought some really stupid food stories to the table today, and this is the second one. No, cottage cheese isn't a dessert. No.
Okay, so you're just eating it out of the bowl? Like, you're just eating cottage cheese out of the bowl with that little bit of mango coolie?
That's right. And coconut flakes. It's got all the textures. I am team cottage cheese. Dane and I have recently rediscovered it. Now, you've got to be prepared.
Bring it back to Lee.
Well, you've got to be prepared with cottage cheese that it has the consistency of vomit. So
is a form of thin sauce.
Yeah, look at
made
the sauce.
From pureed and strained. It's just the nectar the mango's in. That's it. It's just mango juice. And you're like, it's mango coolie.
Okay, here's the thing,
okay,
Sarah.
Okay, Nigella, just stand down.
If you were to go to a restaurant and you go, can I have your dessert with the mango juice? They'd walk you straight out. If you were to say, do you have a dessert with a coolie?
Oh, it's so annoying. Where are you going?
The point is that I think that that is a very appropriate dessert for a bunch of athletes. It's full of protein. It's very filling. What do they want? Ice cream?
You know what? You take it to Novak Djokovic because he's got some things to say. All right? He's speaking out.
This break really sums up today's show.
It's lumpy. It tastes like vomit.
It's pretending to be something it's not, like coolie.
Sarah,
this is the
cure. You're insecure.
This show is the coolie of Australian radio.
You know what?
Your real breakfast show on the way next.
Get us on Instagram if you know what coolie is, if you have lived a life.
Nobody knows. Just let these poor people go.
Everybody knows coolie. Everybody with a palate.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
All right, yes, so Jace.
So were you so nervous?
You know what?
Did she have any idea?
No, she had no idea.
Had you spoken about marriage?
No.
I mean, you've got a cat and a puppy together now. It's a no-brainer.
Every conversation we've ever had about marriage, I've always been like, yeah, whatever, one day. Always blown it off. And then...
Which is irritating for a female.
Well, she wasn't happy sometimes.
No.
But she had no idea. At all, like a complete surprise to her.
Because you had a photographer there too.
Oh, okay, okay. This is how unplanned I was. So I'd planned the basics of it. I had no idea what day.
Okay.
Or even if it was going to be, because I went up to Townsville to see my family. Didn't know if it was going to be up there or down here. I was just like, I've got the ring. I've got the thing that I want to propose with. So whenever I feel today is the best
when
day.
When you're vibing. I'll,
yeah,
it.
When I really vibe in the day,
cool.
I'm going to do it.
I like that.
And, so it was Christmas Eve, woke up, and I was like, oh, it's today. Whoa. Okay, cool. Let's go.
Okay, that's cool.
My sister's a photographer.
Yeah.
And I gave her half an hour notice. I said, hey, I got to go back to this thing. A week before I went up to Townsville, my sister messaged me. She said, hey, are you proposing while you're up here? Because mum has a vibe that you're proposing. And I was like, no, that's not happening. Don't stretch it. Oh, just because I wanted to have my camera ready just in case it was going to happen.
Okay.
And I was like, don't worry, not happening. Just keep your camera at home. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because I don't tell anyone things when I'm doing big things in my life.
Personal.
Yeah. And I didn't tell anyone. So there's no one that could have known.
Yeah.
And so she's like, cool, whatever.
So you had the ring and everything.
Had the ring.
Yeah.
Went up to Townsville. That, on the morning of, I texted her and I said, hey.
I love that you just bought the ring too.
Why?
Well, because there's a lot of like... couple collaboration over the ring. I just kind of love that you were like, I'll choose the ring.
No, so when Sarah and I first met, like before we even were really dating or anything, she made this comment. She said, if anyone's ever going to buy me a ring, it just has to look like the emoji.
Oh, yeah.
So simple, round,
like
Tiffany cut diamond. Yeah. And the thing is, that emoji is based off a Tiffany ring.
Oh, okay.
And so I went to Tiffany's bought her that ring.
Oh.
Yeah. And so... I knew what type of ring she wanted. And
they're paying him too much here.
I'm broke. And I had a ring. We bought a ring a while back, and I remembered the size of it.
Oh, gosh.
And so I went and got. So the ring came like the day before I left. So it got ordered in.
Yeah.
And it came the day before I left.
How did you hide it and how did you feel?
I put it in the wheel well of my car. In the boot, you know, okay. Where the wheel
yes,
is. So
yes.
I hid it in there.
Oh, God, the stress.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't stressed really. I was like
really?
Pretty casual. And then.
But what if someone stole your car?
Well, that was, yeah. It was in the garage.
Have
like.
You seen his car?
It's a nice
car.
Yeah,
I
okay.
know, but like, can you imagine?
You probably wouldn't steal it out of all the cars you could steal, but. You know, it's not bad.
Okay, so then you
I'm just throwing shade on
it.
Okay.
But to go from Brisbane to Townsville.
Put it in a sock, pair of socks, folded a pair of socks up, put it in the thing. Okay. And I always was saying that this is how risky I am. I always go, like, if something was in my suitcase and I didn't have it, I'd be like, oh, sir, can you just grab that out of my suitcase for me? So, because.
Oh, because you didn't want her to think.
If I'm telling a lie, I need to just be as normal as I can because if. I start changing small things, she'll pick up on it. So I just make, and I just go, if she finds it, she finds it. If she doesn't, she doesn't. And then we got up there and I ordered this book. It's a cartoon.
So cute. Did you see it, Sarah?
It's a.
He did a book of their story.
Yeah. So it's like our 2 years, 2 years together.
Hardcover book.
Hardcover book.
Like a kid's book. with illustrations of cartoon Jace and cartoon Sarah, his Sarah. I mean,
and then
sometimes I just think I said yes too easily.
I got this book, and the book has, on the front it says it's like a bride and groom dress as characters, and then it goes.
It says what did it say?
Sarah and Jace, our love story.
So beautiful.
And I made my own cover for it. And printed it out and then put it over the top of the book. And it says, just another cute Christmas gift.
Clever. Okay.
And so, and on the inside of the cover, it says, this is a temporary cover, can be removed after the book's been read.
Yeah.
And so she opened it up, read that, started reading. And I know Sarah, she gets distracted really easily. So she read it, she goes, this is a temporary, okay. Moved on to the next page, started reading the book. Goes through our whole 2 years together, all our milestones and stuff. And then... on the last page, it goes, will you marry me? And then I was standing next, kneeling beside her with the ring.
And you were wearing thongs. This
and I was wearing thongs.
This is part of the story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's Townsville.
Because it was
it's too hot
on
up
the
there.
Water.
Yeah. It was on the water.
On the
it's
strand.
Really hot up there. And, yeah, so I proposed up there.
Did she cry? Did you cry?
No.
Did anyone
when
cry?
When I was asking her.
Were you nervous?
I wasn't nervous at all.
Well, by
not
the time you get to
all.
Proposing, you're
no,
going to be
I'm,
pretty
I'm
sure
curious
that
from a bloke's point of view.
But
it's just the words?
No, even the morning of, like, we went and got coffees, I was just really casual. Like, I wasn't overthinking anything. I was like, it's just right now.
You were like, this is the start of the rest of my life today.
And so what did you say? Can you, without telling us verbatim, but give us a rough idea. And were your lips shaking?
Oh, yeah, I was like tearing up at that point. Like when I asked, I just said, I love you so much. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me? And so the book did most of my words for me because like,
nervous,
you know,
yeah,
I knew that I would struggle.
Yeah.
And then she just slammed the book shut. As soon as she got to that page, she slammed the book shut. She was like, what? And turns to me. And then I got the ring there and she was like, yes, 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 yes. And then, said yes like a billion times. And then, it was cute.
And so you said to your sister, who's also called.
In the bushes.
Is this your sister who's also called Sarah?
No, this is my other sister, Emily.
Okay, Emily. And
so she's
like,
a photographer.
Be there in half an hour.
And I said, hey, this is where I'm going to be half an hour. Can you take photos? I'm going to propose. And she's like, what? Okay, I'll be there. And then, she was
How
sending
far
me messages.
Away was she?
Well, she was hiding in the bushes at one point.
She was like full pap.
Yeah. And then so she's taking these photos. And I after it all happened, I had all these messages from her. And she's like, hey, can you swap sides with Sarah? I need a better angle. And I was like, well, I'm not going to read these messages while I'm proposing. And so she got these, she got these cute photos. And that was it.
How did Sarah not see Emily? Like, the whole thing is risky.
It is risky, but, you know, my
she
middle name's
because
Danger.
She wasn't suspecting it.
Like, probably Matthew or something,
Because she wasn't suspecting it, I suppose she wasn't looking around.
No, she wasn't looking. And she did hide quite well.
Yeah, okay.
And there's quite a few places to get behind. And then the angle that she was at was more facing me, not Sarah.
And were there other people around you?
Yeah, there was another lady with her dog walking and she filmed, she took photos on her phone for us and she came over afterwards.
So
she's like, oh my God,
nice.
I got these photos.
And so that's what I love about that is because your pretty cagey about talking about your relationship, I think. Like, you're not... We can probe you, but you won't really be forthcoming with emotions.
But
or
is that just
you.
Blokes? But that's Scotty a was
really
the same. Or maybe
beautiful,
it's just us.
maybe we're like the Esme Watsons that nobody wants to talk to. But I think that's really beautiful and romantic and touching.
Mm.
Oh,
okay, so
cute.
Now we move to wedding planning. Prep.
There's no plans for a wedding as yet.
Okay, I see you in.
What
blue
about
velvet?
Yeah.
Summer wedding, winter wedding?
Probably spring.
Because
spring.
Regardless of whether you
spring 22.
Have a
23
big...
maybe. We're saving for a house first.
Okay.
We're going to save for a house, buy the house, get married.
Okay. Spring 23.
Okay, what about this?
Maybe.
What about devil's advocate?
Okay, go on.
Devil's advocate.
What if she leaves you?
Devil's advocate is you don't know if you want to have a traditional wedding or maybe an elopement or maybe just a party, okay? Mm. If it is an elopement or a small gatho, then why do you have to wait?
Because we might want a big wedding.
Because you want to carry her across the threshold of your new house. Is that right?
Probably get a hotel that night, but no. Sure.
But you might not want a big, like, surely you will know if you want a big wedding or not.
No, we don't.
You don't?
No.
Hmm.
It'll be a longer, it'll probably be a 2-year, 3-year engagement.
Lee's sensing a problem.
Yeah, here we go.
I just think, why wait? That's what I think.
Because there's a lot of other things that we want to tick off first.
Yeah, but, let me rephrase that. I think, why wait if... I understand if you want to wait to save money for a big wedding, but if you go, no, our priority is buying a home for our new life, I'm on board with that. But if you make that decision that all your finances are going to your new house, then get married like this year.
What you need to understand, Jace, is that your proposed engagement time is the entire time that Lee's and Dane were dating before marriage.
Right.
So they were like 2 years, first date, married ring on it. Whereas you're saying an engagement of 2 years. And that's where Lee's is struggling.
We got married 4 months after Dane proposed.
Mm, yes.
Done.
Yes.
And then I was knocked up on the honeymoon.
In a caravan.
Is that the shower
if you're in a caravan outside a Spanish jail. If you go through a backlog of podcasts, you can relive that route like the rest of us had to.
Oh, my God.
You can't say that word.
Say that word. I didn't take you through the route.
You said dick pics earlier on.
God, that's hardly.
I've got to go back. You know, I've got to go back and find all these things and beat them out. I'm not going to. They're going to stay, everyone. I put a warning at the start of this episode.
My point is that it doesn't. One doesn't have to be. It's not hand
no,
in glove.
Okay, but.
Here. Get married. You can be like, stuff it. Well, I want her to be my wife. I want to be her husband. We can just do that, be married and keep saving money.
Yeah, but, okay, look at it this way. You either, let's say you spend 25 grand on a wedding, right? Mm. That 25 grand is either going to be doing something in a house deposit.
No, but I'm telling you not to spend that money.
But you don't have to spend 25.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, but we might want to. Like, I've got a lot of friends
we'll
that might
decision.
Want to come. Also, COVID,
okay, Mr. Popular.
COVID times, people can't travel. I've got family
I
in the state.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I loved my wedding. I had a big wedding, mostly because Dane wanted a big wedding. I'm not a wedding type of person. I couldn't give a shit what colour the bloody chairs are.
Okay,
or the,
calm
I
down.
Don't care.
Calm down.
I don't care.
Why
I didn't care about
so
the flowers.
Aggressive?
I didn't care about any of it. Dane wanted a lot of people. We had 140 people at our wedding. Loved my wedding. Had a ball. If I had to do it again...
Mm-hmm.
Pops not.
Like it all?
No, and I say that with a lot of gratitude towards my parents who pitched in some, my parents-in-law, but Dane and I footed a lot of the bill. And it was great. Don't get me wrong, loved it. But I just don't think it is the marker of the rest of your marriage.
See, and I'm the same. That's my feeling.
Especially in this day and age where houses cost a bomb and I know that you're a sensible person. I think if I, you know, I don't know.
But it would be hard. I mean, I think you're saying Sarah's on the same page as you. So I think it would be much more difficult
if
she's like, I would love to budget $25,000. You're like, mate, we've got five.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But like you're both on the same page.
We're on the same page in
You don't want it to
set
you
back. We want the house first.
Yeah.
Because that money that we're going to spend on the wedding, we can use the loan of the house to pay that.
Absolutely.
Rather than taking 25 grand, it could be deposit for a house, which you know how expensive they are.
Absolutely. No, that's a bad...
And blowing that
yeah.
on a party, why don't we put it as part of the loan and pay it off over time rather
Love
than...
that for you.
So that's the plan.
Love that for you.
So it could still be a big wedding. You guys might get an invite.
Well,
Who
you
knows?
Can always like just stream it as well. Like that's how you can make it.
A Zoom wedding. Don't you get an
that's
hour?
That's what we did
you get
with Scotty's wedding.
Free.
So oh when God, Scotty got
get,
married,
we got the,
we got
link
the Zoom.
The day off.
But then the camera was at an awkward angle. So when everybody stood up when the bride came in, like you just lost vision. I was just staring at someone's back.
Wow.
That was it. So
you'll be lucky to get a Zoom link.
Oh my God.
When did I last go to a wedding?
I know. No, we're well ago. Past the age.
Yeah.
We're well past the age of weddings, which is really depressing because I do love a wedding.
It was a friend's wedding and it was 4 years ago. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Last wedding. Mm. Maybe we're also not very liked.
A lot of my friends are getting married this year.
Yeah, because you're in the demo.
Yeah. Just yeah. hitting that. Hitting
because
that
you're
time.
31.
32 this year.
32, right. So you want to be married. Do you have a...
I don't. I could get married at 40. No, Sarah has.
I don't know. I just think.
I don't want the engagement to be over probably 2.5 years.
Oh,
it's so. I'm
God.
So. Like, what a yawn
you
fest.
You could have had three kids.
Is that
in
a long?
So
that's
your,
not
it's,
that
I'm,
long.
I'm,
it's so long.
Oh, it is not that long.
An engagement, what are you waiting? Are you waiting to change your mind?
I'm waiting,
no,
to, save
just waiting to save money. I
Two
know.
And a half years says my, I'm not sure we no, could both back out of this.
No,
a year.
I understand. It's not
Lip
about
it
that.
In the bud.
It's because he doesn't want to spend. They don't want to spend the money on the wedding, and I understand.
It's wasted
that.
Money if it.
What are you saving for? An Ascot mansion? Just do it.
My point is, if you think now that it's a waste of money, then you're going to think that in 2 years. And then you're going to get to 2.5 years. You'll be bored with each other. The shine will be off of
and
the
then you'll
engagement.
Be like, how about that ring I
and
gave
you
is just
like,
a promise ring.
And then you'll be like, let's just go to a restaurant. And then she'll be like, you asshole, we could have done that 2.5 years ago.
I was thinking when you guys start doing 40 live events, we might just get married at one of those.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll have to pay for a ticket.
And a bit of stage time.
Yeah. And you have to do our audio.
Hold on. So I'm paying
but
to be there to work.
We paid Az to do that for us last time.
So we've got to work at my wedding.
Yeah. Well, we paid Az $500.
Don't you think, Sarah? Don't
so we could pay you
Sarah,
$500.
Don't you think they're better off just getting married now?
I mean, it's not my life. But
I just think
2.5 years
exciting.
Is a long time.
Now
it might
it's
not be 2.5.
Now it's exciting for them.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, by the time you get there, you're just going to be like, oh,
it's just
time.
Another thing to do on the list. Yeah. Oh, let's see if we can fit it in August. Now the love is hot. Now you do it now. Who cares about
and
people?
You know what? You're going to get so many discounts because of COVID this year, right? So many venues have had things cancelled. So now is the best time to get married this year.
Yeah. They say this is the
what
best
if,
time
okay.
to buy a house too
what
because
we,
interest rates are so low.
What yeah. if we offer you one of our houses as a venue?
Lasers is excellent.
Well, yeah, if we could have like our 100 guests just stay in the West Wing, that'd be
oh,
nice.
Oh, definitely. That's
Sarah,
not a problem.
Are you frank?
100%.
Are you
frank? You've got such a beautiful space for a marquee.
Look, I'll offer it up.
Okay.
But you've got to get married in the next 6 months. Because I'm impatient.
Because they're also building a granny flat on their property and you could use that as a honeymoon.
Oh,
no,
nice.
You know what? I'll tell you something. Dane's back on the bandwagon of doing something over the dam, like
oh,
a little
God.
Bridgey thing. If you want. If you want, you could have like an eel pop up
and,
as your
and
ring
he also
bearer.
Wanted, like back in the day, a Balinese hut
no,
to
he's
sit in the end
no,
of it, right?
No, he's just now he's thinking like either a little bridge across it where the boys can sit on and fish or like a pontoon.
I mean, wait, are there fish in your dam? Because I've seen
I don't
it.
Know.
Can
I don't
you
know
clean the water
there?
In the dam?
Yeah, well,
before
he wants to do that too. He wants to pump, like, it needs oxygen, you
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a beautiful place to get – hang on, where will you get married, in Townsville or Brisbane?
No, it'll be Brisbane.
Okay, there's a beautiful
Great.
Place. It's in the scenic rim area. It's actually in Calbar, and I think it's called Whitehall
the carrot
or Black
farm?
Hall. No,
No, that's my friends. You shut up about that carrot farm.
I like the carrot farm.
They do good things with carrots.
I know. Oh, they have the little snacky carrots, the lunchbox carrots.
Thank you. Shout out to CalFresh.
CalFresh. Right.
I mean, Jace, it's magnificent. In fact, I'm just going to send Sarah the link. I'm not going to send it to you.
Do it.
It is.
She'll actually like that.
It is. It's not. It's
how far away is
it? 50-minute drive. And there's accommodation out there. It's a real knees up. It's beautiful.
But all my guests would have to travel here first. They're already paying a bit of money. Then they've got to pay for accommodation there as well.
Well, they haven't had anything else to spend money on this last year.
True.
Not like they've gone anywhere else.
I'll tell you something for nothing. Everybody hates a destination wedding.
Yeah, but you knock off a lot of the guest list.
Well, I know.
But also, if it's a 50-minute drive.
But if it's a destination already, the Townsville people are coming to Brisbane. They don't want to get into a bus to go to CalFresh.
CalBar. CalFresh is in Boona. Okay.
Is that less distance?
Still scenic room. No, Boona's
I like
further.
I think we can do something nice.
I think we can.
Okay. I think we can.
Yeah. How exciting.
I'll DM Sarah
later. We haven't locked anything. I'll send her
some venue photos. I'll clean up the Nerf guns.
Yeah. I mean, they've got lights outside over their pagoda. Yeah.
We could get Dane on the wood fire pizza oven.
And they've got that chicken that still lives in their house. It could be the ring bearer.
Karen. Yeah.
Karen.
Our Bubble O'Bill is going to be the ring bearer.
Oh, God. Okay.
And God, people with pets.
Bubble will eat the ring.
You know what? If you have a 2.5-year engagement, dead set, you can get Sarah pregnant tonight. All right? And by the time your wedding comes around, you've got
your
kid that's walking, and that's the ring bearer. Okay? Screw Bubble O'Bill.
I gotta go, guys.
Get your spawn to be a ring bearer.
No, we're doing this wedding this year. This is what's going to happen.
It's not happening this year.
You can do it on the cheap. It's going to be beautiful. And then you'll have your house deposit, and it'll be fine. This is ridiculous.
When you say on the cheap, do you mean free?
Yes, I've offered you my venue for free.
Well, by the time he gets the marquee and the chairs and everything, although is it just us or are we just the witnesses?
There's only going to be like 4 people. Yes. Me, Sarah, you guys.
You've got to choose how much you love her.
Yep.
I'm excited already. I'm
really?
Telling you,
there's
something about the immediacy of a knee-jerk reaction when you just do it.
Scotty wouldn't let us be involved in his.
I can see why.
At all.
Yeah.
So now is our time to shine.
I'm going to ask Scotty how he stopped you guys.
I mean, we had his mum messaging us on the day of his wedding.
Oh, jeez.
Were we there? No.
I know. Why were we getting those messages? That felt cruel, unnecessarily cruel.
Claire still
listens.
Well, look, we're hurting, Claire. All right. It still hurts.
I tell you what, if Aaron gets married one day and we're not invited to that, that's it.
Did you see now whose wedding was? Azzy was at Lucy's wedding. What do you do what Lucy did at work?
What did Lucy do?
Well, what did Lucy do? That sounds like a children's book. Luce and her husband eloped in October.
Yeah.
And then just the two of them in Brizzy, I guess Corona, etc. And then they had a big party in December. And I saw photos of Azzy.
Where was the party? Oh, what at sort some of place? Like
I don't know, lots of people there. But I saw Azzy with
a girl,
but he was at the party and he looked so snazzy. Snazzy Azzy.
Snazzy Azzy. He always looks snazzy.
But you could do what Lucy did. So they got married beforehand and then had the big party. So what about that?
Yeah, that could happen.
I mean, I've just gone on Aaron's. Aaron, for those of you playing along.
Another anchor of ours who left us.
Was one of our former anchors.
Scotty was former and then Azzy was former.
It was
former.
Scotty, then Jace, then Aaron, then Scotty, then Jace, essentially, right?
We're on rotation because we can only put up with you.
Were you our anchor for weekend breakfast when we were doing that too?
No, I think I anchored like a couple of times.
Yeah, a couple.
But
yeah.
I was just producing.
So I've just gone on Azzy's Instagram. He still only has one photo up there. Thankfully, it's a photo that we're in. Oh, no, it's not.
He deleted that one?
It's another group of people. That's disappointing. I mean, who only has one photo on their Instagram?
As.
He's 21.
It's so Aaron.
Yeah, but you know Aaron. He's not a social media guy.
This is the kid who, to unwind, would go and ride the roller coaster at Movie World by himself.
No, the slides on the way home. at Wet n Wild.
Like when he was driving back to the Goldie,
he had an annual pass.
He'd just pop on in.
Go down a speed slide.
Ride a roller coaster, whatever, and then just keep driving home.
That's awesome.
He's such a unique so awesome. Character.
Yeah, he was a good one.
I really want to go go-karting soon.
Do that for your wedding.
I haven't been go-karting.
Kingston Park Raceway.
It's a hell of a day out.
Shout out to, if you work at Kingston Park Raceway, can you sling me some tickets? That'd be nice. I'll plug your next podcast as well.
All right, on that note, let's go. We've got a lot of mail. There's something is among that mail.
What is it?
Something from my good friends at McDonald's.
Free food?
She wants her December. Annual VIP card.
Oh, right.
Will I be given a 2021 VIP card?
Do you think you deserve it?
Well, yeah, I do. I'm loyal.
Have you ever plugged them? I've never heard you plug McDonald's.
What?
Yes.
I always say that people know that I get my coffee there every morning.
She actually drops it an irritating number of times. It's almost like cash for comment level. Like
that's
it
illegal.
Should be investigated. Like we get it. You've got a VIP card that entitles you to a $1 free coffee every
it's
day.
Not a $1 coffee. I can have any size coffee I want. So some of them reach the $5 mark, don't they? And Jace, as someone saving for a home, you would know.
Well, Macca's hasn't given me a VIP card, have they?
Well, if you want to go by the name Sarah Wills for all of 2021, you can use Sarah's.
I
doubt that she'll get one.
I don't know. I mean, Jace has got brown hair and blue eyes. Like, he could pass.
Yeah. Let's trim a bit more of this off.
I don't know. I've let my lady mind grow over the holidays.
In fact, I should take your, if you were given one,
I should take
yours and I should give mine to Jace.
Because Lee's,
could be a unisex name.
It could, except everyone at your local McDonald's that you go to knows you as Lee's. So.
They don't even look at the card anymore, Sarah. They hear my engine and they wave me through to the last window.
Wow. Well, wow, they know the Pathfinder engine, do they? Here she comes.
Well, they just know that at 3:16 a.m.
There's only one customer.
There's only one bench doing the rounds after some caffeine. Let's go.
Stav, Abby and Matt must be doing something pretty big because it's 6:04 in the morning and all of content is here.
Yeah, I saw. But is that just because it's day one and they want to give them a boost?
Well, I don't know.
Nobody gives us a boost.
Don't just be...
Yeah, where was our boost at 4 in the morning?
We're the boost. We are the boost. Yeah. No, I think that'll just be backup, background noise, won't it? Nobody could have won money at 6:04. That's not radio.
Someone's saying.
No, they got to drag it out for a few weeks. Two months.
One of our listeners.
Like an engagement.
Oh, you know our lovely Vietnamese bakery owner,
yes,
Tu? Tu is saying congrats. Good morning and congrats to Jason.
I gave Tu a few prizes over the holidays.
Did you?
Yeah. I like to. He's a nice guy. See if you're nice to us.
I do really want to go for that banh mi.
Apparently, it's incredible. Shiv,
like
Stavo Matt's producer,
in
said it's unreal.
Mm. What are you guys doing today?
I'm going, I'm folding some laundry.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going to try and make you guys some videos so you can start promoting yourselves again.
We did do that with the snail.
You promoted one video. How many do you have extra?
I know, but there's something about being on holidays that means you don't work.
You know, I did that as well. I know, but now we're back.
No, the thing is, with Lee's and me, it took us, I reckon, 3 weeks to tap out. Like 3 weeks to actually unwind and stop thinking about work.
No, I tapped out.
Stop thinking about 40.
Yeah, but did you take
our other podcast?
You were still working.
Stop thinking about.
Oh, yeah, I was doing the other podcast, but like I tapped out of the radio show the day that we finished.
Well, see, I was still writing like content notes of good things that I'd see. And then you kind of live your life without looking for everything to become a story.
Yeah, I didn't really read any news while I was away.
I didn't read any news.
Oh, I did. I read the news every day because I'm woke like that. But
you're what?
Woke.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
No, I didn't go on news.com once.
Really?
Nope.
Oh.
Don't want to see it.
Just so everyone knows, that's where we get all our stories from.
No,
news.com.au.
No, but it's just the
if you want to know what's going to be on our show that day, just go on to news.com before the show starts.
The sight of it makes me think of work. So, no, I made an effort not to go on there. Betty White's 99 yesterday.
Gotcha. She's still alive.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she is.
99.
She looks about 87.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah, she's got your grandma syndrome.
Yeah, she's got Yose's syndrome.
Lisa's grandma looks like her mother.
Yeah.
Like she looks young enough to be.
Well, people always thought she was mum.
Yeah. She's just got the most beautiful skin and is.
What's her secret?
Is still so able. Like she's so physically and mentally.
Do I have a photo of Yose?
And how old is she now?
Oh, I've got that fun photo. Remember in the Zara change room?
But how old is she now?
89.
Yeah.
Oh, no, hold on. No, my bad. Grandpa's 89. He's big 90th this year.
Yeah.
So grandma would be 85.
I mean, to get to 90, when you actually think about that, my voice has gone echoey. Like that's so, Liz, you and I are 40 now. That's living our entire lifetime again.
I know.
Wow. And then some.
I know.
That's why they say it's never too late.
It's not too late.
If you want to do something, you want to change something, do something, you've got basically you're going to live at 40, you're going to live your whole life again and a bit.
Yeah.
So why not start again if you want?
Well, I mean, it's are you trying to say something to us, Jane?
See, this is why long engagement is not a good idea.
No. Or you could be living your life three times over.
Three times.
Well, twice more.
Twice more.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you made it.
Yeah. And also, you don't have to go through your childhood years again where you're learning everything, so you already know, so you can just...
Straight in.
Yeah, straight in.
That's true. Like, when I think of the difference in myself between 20 and 40, huge.
So if I think God of the difference in myself like between 20 and 30,
huge. Yes. So when you think even in 10, 20-year blocks...
20, I was never sober.
Right.
I spent so much time partying.
Well, I mean, a lot of people did.
It's exhausting even thinking about it now that I'm 32.
Energy.
I go, oh, how? Like, the all I want to do is go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Well, I know, but in the holidays, I'll start doing stupid things like because my alarm goes off at 10 to 3 in the morning when we're back at work, I will just stay up until 2 a.m. watching TV shows. It's like nobody has to tell me when to get up in the morning. So it's like some stupid party in my lounge room rebellion of you can stay up late if you want to. It's ridiculous.
Well,
and then last
ridiculous.
Night I got 3 hours sleep because I've trained myself over the holidays to stay up till, I'm naturally an
app. Tonight, though.
Well, they say
if we don't nap, we'll crash.
There are three, that's my plan today, just to flog myself really hard and get super tired. Mm. There are three types of people. There's an owl. And their natural habit is very nocturnal. Like, we'll go to bed at midnight, naturally want to wake up around 8.
Mm.
A hummingbird, hey, Jack, is...
middle of the podcast, but hey, Jack,
Sarah's thrilling us with, like, the three types of nocturnal people.
Oh, you know
what?
I won't tell you. No, there's a hummingbird that's really early, which we're forced to become.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why they call them night owls and early birds. What's the third one? Like, what? This is not news to people.
You know what? You've thrown me because...
Because he's had a lot of Jack.
Because the boss is in the room now and I can't wow you with my theory.
No, what is it? What's the third one?
I've actually forgotten. Yeah, Lee's ruined it.
Let's get Jack's feedback on today's show.
Pretty good show. It's good
Did
to hear
you listen
guys
to it?
Yeah, caught you guys from 5 this morning. It was nice.
We're hoping you won't listen to this one.
I had a nap going in the shower, then on the way in I caught you guys. It was really good.
Oh, great. Oh,
thanks,
Lovely Jack. To hear you. I related about the pillows. I thought that was hilarious. So I'm not sure if that's played yet in the podcast, but listen out for that.
Oh, yeah.
We've already done the show.
We've also planned Jace's wedding in this particular podcast. Any thoughts from you?
How long was your engagement with me?
About a year.
Standard. Great.
About
Jace,
a year.
That's what we're saying.
You think he should? Would you have a wedding?
Yeah, of course. It's the best day of your life.
Would Mims have waited 2.5 years to marry you?
In these circumstances, like, no, I think she'd probably wanting to
expedite.
As soon as she could have the wedding that she wanted.
Yeah, well, that's it. The wedding that we want. so we want to buy a house first.
Oh, okay, cool. So ring takes away from that deposit, but that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, it did.
Jack, I've offered our place as a venue.
For the first house or for the wedding?
For the wedding.
I mean, you can split your house
into a couple. And I'll throw Dane's pizza oven in and Dane as a chef.
And they can have the West Wing as the honeymoon suite.
Yeah.
And the dam.
The dam and the pontoon on the dam makes for a great photo, doesn't it?
Isn't there an alpaca there as well that
can... We can bring one in for you.
Yeah, okay.
It's not a problem.
You can get the boys to ride the dirt bikes down the aisle in the ring.
It's got everything you want.
I only came in to see if you guys wanted something from Macca's.
Yes, we do.
Can you just text me?
No, I'm okay.
No, it's fine.
Is this on company card, is it?
Sure.
How long will it be?
I'm walking now.
Oh, no.
Walking?
It's all right.
Yeah. I'll have a bacon egg muffin.
All right, that's it.
No, thanks, Jack.
All right, that's thanks, it. Jack. Bye.
Good to see you.
All right, where was I? The third bird.
Shit. All right, guys, let's go.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we've been 37 minutes of extra chat on top of the podcast.
Well, you know what? You're lucky because this is going to fade by the end of the week. Tomorrow, a 9-minute podcast, and that includes the show.
We know and love her for.
Oh, I think I need to reset my computer password too. I don't think it's going to work. Oh, well. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Tickety-boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.